Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
You know, when I said, what's next for that guy, I was speaking of Lamar Jackson, but honestly, fellas, we could have been talking about Dak Prescott. So we got a four-year, $160 million extension for Deshaun Watson as we welcome you back inside Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin. Welcome back. We're coming to you live from the Seaport District at Pier 17, brought to you by Chase.
I figured out what you did this weekend.
What did I do?
You went on a run.
I did, twice, actually.
Twice.
On a run.
What do you wear on a run? What kind of attire?
Here's the thing. Right now, sweater? Key and I... I want to get a sweat in, so definitely wear a sweater.
Right? You might wear a sweater
You run around the tri-state area and went jogging.
Those bridges and tolls are difficult to run around. Right now, Key and I live about three blocks apart. Obviously, that's not going to last. Key's going to be a little better zip code than I am.
Oh, stop.
For sure. So maybe one day, if you want to join me on a run, totally open. It's there. We got all these people in our town taking their dogs out, the strollers out.
Hold on, Key.
Open invitation.
Zubin, what kind of music do we listen to on a run? Or do you go for the music of New York City?
I listen to podcasts while running.
What kind of podcast?
I listen to political podcasts, but because I like working here, I can't tell you exactly what I'm listening to because that's a little off limits.
Don't do it.
So your facial expressions, you start to do it. I'll know what you're listening to. You running.
Come on, Elizabeth Warren.
Folks, this is the most consequential election of our time. I'm just an informed citizen that is prepared
to go. You are getting a run in, and that's good. That's
Zubin, do you wear a headband? You should wear a headband. You should wear like the Carmelo Anthony headband.
I covered Melo for years, my ode to Melo. It would actually help. It's receding a little bit, as you guys know here. They've been really nice on the angle.
Yeah, you think?
I can see you with the windbreaker.
Thanks for that, by the way.
I can see you with the windbreaker on. You hear the windbreaker there with the headband. The socks, I see the whole outfit.
It's been about 80, 81 degrees for folks that don't live in and around where we do. So even for me, if you want to see me sans sweater, if you want to see me without sweater, that's probably the only place you'll ever see me. That'll be running. All right, so here's the deal. We're running toward a new deal for Dak, right? You said Adam Schefter here. The Cowboys just made a $40 million mistake. Watson got $111 million guaranteed. So Dak is betting on himself. What does it mean? Our front office insider, Mike Tannenbaum, joined us yesterday. You fellas were chilling. Bart Scott was in the house, the 11-year NFL veteran. And Mike Tannenbaum essentially told Bart and I what the Watson contract means for Dak. All right, looks like we don't have that. Essentially, it's one of those situations, Key, where, look, when you bet on yourself like Dak, you have the highest cap hit in football this year, about $34.1 million. It paid off for Deshaun, and let's hear Tannenbaum on if it might pay off for Dak.
As it relates to Dak Prescott, this will turn out to be about a $40 million mistake by the Dallas Cowboys. A year ago, that market for quarterbacks was somewhere between $32 to $33 million a year. Goff, Wentz, there was a handful of quarterbacks that Prescott clearly fit into. For whatever reason, Jerry Jones rewarded Zeke Elliott for going to Cabo and holding out. Now you fast forward to next year. That contract has to be at least $40 million a year. So in a 5-6 year extension, they're overpaying by about $8 million a year, which is a huge amount of money when you think about what else you can get for $40 million, how many different ways you could help your team. So I think it was a big strategic planning mistake by the Cowboys to wait for Watson, to wait for Mahomes, because the market has only gotten up.
Yeah, I don't agree with Mike and Tannenbaum as far as it being a mistake. I think it's a situation where you look at, and I was talking to Jay Will about this before the show. I'm betting on $30 plus million. I'm the owner. And if you bring me a championship, I have no problem giving you that. I paid for that championship. That's fine. And if you don't, why in the hell would I give you $150 million and you haven't gotten me to championship caliber football? So I'm just going to wait. And if you deliver, I'll pay you. And if you don't deliver, nobody's going to pay you because you're either going to have a hell of a season to the point where we're going to get to the Super Bowl or get to the NFC Championship game, and our team is going to look like it's headed to the Super Bowl, and I'm willing to pay you. Or you're going to have a disastrous of a season, and I'm going to have overpaid you, and I didn't want to do that. Or you're going to have the same type of seasons you've been having, and I'll just franchise tag you again until you prove to us that you're worth more money than Deshaun Watson. My organization,
that franchise
we don't
tag is
wanna,
a pretty hefty franchise tag, though, for that
going forward, it's about $38 million. But I'm willing to give you that, though. I'm willing to give you that as an owner if you play where you're playing now. But if you're playing above where you're playing now, which means we've advanced beyond the first, second round of the playoffs, I'm willing to back the truck up for you. But I'm not willing to back the truck up for you not winning the division and getting bounced in the first round. There's nothing. That's not a mistake on our part because we've calculated this moving forward. Yes, I'm willing to pay my running back because my running back is only on the hook for 3 years. Okay, I'm willing to give him that money for 3 years, but I'm not willing to tie my quarterback up long term when I really don't know what he is. What if he's just the guy who we see today, right? As a player, what if he's just that guy and he never gets over the hump? I have the cushion and a landing spot to see it through over the next couple of years, so why not exercise it?
But, Key, I mean, what if a guy, I mean, he threw for more TDs, more passing yards? I hear what you're saying.
I care about what I'm looking at.
So let me ask you a question. When you watch Dak Prescott, what do you see?
I see a pretty good quarterback.
You see one of the top quarterbacks in the league?
I see one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the league.
Okay. Yeah. So it is there. You just haven't seen him go over the hump. Aren't there so many other things that factor into getting over the hump?
Yeah, by me getting rid of Jason Garrett and giving him to the Giants. And
you don't have to point at me when you say that. That's fine.
You're a Giant fan. Giving him to the Giants. Getting Mike McCarthy in here, who's been good with young quarterbacks for a long time.
I agree with you on that. Yeah.
Drafting CeeDee Lamb. Making sure that everything is in place to be successful. Getting Mike Nolan to call the defense.
How about your defense? You still need
Mike Nolan to call
the defense. Your secondary is a little bit questionable,
right? Yeah, but Mike Nolan's a good defensive coordinator who has been on the sidelines for a couple of years, but he's got a recharge battery.
All I'm saying is what happens if your defense doesn't pan out the way – say they don't take Earl Thomas as a safety, right?
Mm-hmm.
Say their defense, their secondary doesn't pan out, and you end up losing because of your defense.
Because of my defense, then I know, Jay,
that's the only question for the Cowboys, feel like.
But I know – if it's my defense, I know what the quarterback play has been. I also know that the quarterback play has been at times with good competition, at best, marginal.
That's what Mike is saying, though. Mike is saying, say, if you are having issues with your defense and you need your defense to be upgraded in order to get there, now you put yourself in a predicament because now if Dak does have a good season, you're going to need to pay Dak his money.
Oh, man,
can't utilize those resources for the defense.
Hey. That's Tannenbaum sounding like a general manager. Don't listen to it. Don't listen to we don't have money, we don't have cap space. Listen to that. He's got one foot in at ESPN and one foot out as a general manager. Don't do that.
Just because Mike let go of you, don't make that personal.
Well, he didn't let go of me. I didn't get cut. I got traded because I had value.
We should also mention.
I like the way you flipped that. That was strong.
They got 2-1s. What can I say? Evan disagreed, but go ahead, Z.
Evan, our producer, longtime Jet fan. First jersey Evan ever owned, Keyshawn Johnson Jet jersey.
He probably burned it.
That's not good for show. We need it. We need Evan to have strength on the show. He shouldn't let that back it out.
Same thing you did, Jay. You used to stand out by the little gate.
Hell no.
Mr. Johnson, can I have your autograph?
No, nah, man.
Hey, how you doing, little guy? What are you doing for a living? Basketball. One day you'll be good.
Keyshawn about 75 years old then, huh?
Course correction. He actually said his first jersey was the Southpaw Boomer Esiason Jet.
He just wants me to comment, but go ahead, Z.
One thing, keep in mind Sunday night when you're watching the Cowboys, they're going to play the Rams at the $5 billion SoFi Stadium with practically nobody there. $5 billion are going to open it up. Think about the money Jared Goff got and the way he sort of maybe moved a little backwards after he got the money. And now Dak might be up. So keep that quarterback comparison when you're watching Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, but if you're the Rams, you never would admit it publicly.
Sure.
But you're sitting there going,
Yeah.
You're sitting there going, we did go to a Super Bowl, but.
Right. But. Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin reminding you, ESPN Audio at Home via your smart speaker, ESPN Audio at Home, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. Drive a Mercedes-Benz van and find out how far an extra mile really goes from customization and service to financial assistance. Mercedes-Benz Vans are ready for anything. Still to come, champions on the brink and falling apart. The reeling Raptors, plus the guy that looks at more tape than anybody else at ESPN with the NBA on what exactly is wrong with Russell Westbrook. We'll ask Tim Legler.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
From A to Z to a three more letters, PGA. Dustin Johnson winning the FedEx Cup Tour Championship, sealed it for him, took home a cool $15 million. He's basically made $17.8 million in the last month. This was a guy that earlier this summer carded back-to-back rounds of 80. But you can't hold DJ down. He takes care of business. He'll likely be the player of the year. If not, it'll be Justin Thomas, who he held off alongside Xander Schauffele in Atlanta yesterday. College football, BYU absolutely steamrolls Navy 55-3. Our Greg McElroy was with us earlier to remind us that Navy was favored in the game. That's what you're going to see from college football this season, with the lack of reps, the lack of summer camp, spring ball, everything. The underdog goes on the road and wins 55-3. And Serena's quest for yet another Grand Slam remains alive. Three-set win. She's in the quarters of the U.S. Open for the 12th straight time. A couple of other Americans in the quarters. Unranked Shelby Rogers, who will face Naomi Osaka, and number 28 seed, the hard-hitting Jennifer Brady. One of the best stories left as the fortnight comes to a close this weekend in New York. The French Open is still to come later this year.
Parlez-vous français?
A huge, stark contrast in styles between the Houston Rockets and the Los Angeles Lakers.
Oh! LeBron! Sand with your chest!
Harden heating up quickly. 25 in the first half for the Beard. And he drills the three as small ball takes round one.
The Rockets are ready to go up 2-0 in this series.
Caruso up and James down.
And Lakers coming out hungry.
Gonna try a three. Knocks it down.
They've come all the way back from 21 down. James spins, puts it up, puts it in. The series even at one apiece.
And that is your series so far.
The boys look mean out there in those black and yellow unis, though.
No? I still don't like them.
You don't like them? Not classic Lakers?
Yeah, I like the classic Lakers stuff, but I'll take it.
Playing the second game, guys, the double dip Heat Bucks at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Lakers Rockets to follow at 9 p.m. Eastern. If the Lakers win tonight, LeBron James will become the all-time NBA leader in postseason wins. He currently shares that with Derek Fisher, another guy who did a couple good things and hit a couple clutch shots for L.A. Let's bring in Tim Legler on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. So plenty of postseason history could be made, Tim, for the Lakers tonight. But as for the Rockets, from all the tape you're watching, what is wrong with Russell Westbrook, who in his last game had more turnovers than assists?
Well, I think in the last game, for me, what stood out was the fact that he was falling for that catnip again, where they were dangling it in front of him to take that three-point shot. I think that affected him. He's trying so hard to find a way to have an impact on the game because his rhythm is clearly off, his timing's off, nothing good's happening. You know, he's so competitive. He's trying to figure out how can I put my stamp on this game when he's not feeling in rhythm. And as a result, he's making some bad decisions. You know, some of the shots he took were exactly the shot the Lakers wanted to take. I think he's playing, you know, this might sound crazy for Russell Westbrook, but it's almost like he's playing too fast at times off the dribble. He's not processing what he's seeing. He's going at one speed all the time, and it's snowballing against him. So, look, I know how bad he wants to win. You guys know how bad he wants to win and how badly he wants it to happen. But sometimes when you want it that bad and you're playing that fast and you're not thinking, you're just playing off of pure athletic ability, you're going to have some bad things happen to you. And that's kind of the place he's in right now. He's acknowledged it. I think he's going to play much better in game three.
I agree with you, Legs. And for Westbrook, I mean, look, he also spent some time not playing, still trying to find that rhythm ultimately. But James Harden, I mean, first half the other night, only had 6 shots, finished the game with only 12 shots. Legs, like, what else do we need to see from James Harden, especially when you know that it's going to take a massive game for him, considering the inconsistency from Westbrook?
Yeah, I think, Jay, in the first half, it was the first time, and you know, all these years I've watched James Harden play in Houston, I have never seen a team, and it's funny because I say it all the time, why don't teams do it, blitz him the way that they were. He was coming over half court, and they were running and jumping him and taking the ball out of his hand. You don't really see that very often against James Harden. And he said it, that caught them off guard. They were out of sync, and they were not getting quality shots out of that. Second half, to Mike D'Antoni's credit, they did adjust to that. They were prepared for it, and the ball started moving, and it led to 9 three-pointers in the third quarter, most of which came out of those early double teams on Harden. So I think it was one of those situations where he was willing to just allow other people to go make plays if they were going to take the ball out of his hand. Now, look, James Harden's going to have to be special if the game is tight. You can't just rely on those guys, Covingtons of the world, and P.J. Tuckers of the world, and Daniel Houses, to make shots to beat the Lakers if it gets to that point. But I think, for the most part, they were having such success, particularly the third quarter, that he was willing to go ahead and continue to play that way. I don't think you're going to see James Harden take 12 shots in the next game. The key for me right now is Houston has had so much success against L.A. for large portions of these games. I think they feel like they're in a great place, and they really believe that they're going to win this series.
Legs, if you know that Giannis is going to want to play tonight, and say you're John Horst, the GM of the Bucks, or you're Coach Bud, the head coach of the Bucks, do you let him play, considering he's had 2 injuries in the 2 past games?
Yes, absolutely. It's the playoffs, man. It's the guy that's probably going to win his second MVP here pretty soon in a row. Yes, you let the guy play. Now, you know, if he's out there and he's pulling a Willis Reed on you, you know, and he's coming out of the locker room, he's got a wooden leg, it looks like. No, but if he gets to the point where he's got fairly normal movement, even if it's tender and sore, but he's moving pretty well, close to normal, you let him play. And I think, you know, we're at the point, I know we've gotten to this point in the NBA where so much of that's taken out of the players' hands. It's put up to the medical staff's hands, and they make these determinations. And it's a lot different than when I played where, you know, you really were not going to tell a guy he couldn't play. He was going to have to make that decision. And I think you might be at that point with Giannis. I think he's going to be very vocal about it. If he feels like, hey, it's pretty close to normal, even though it's sore, yeah, I think you do it. It's the playoffs, man, and he wants to be out there with his team. He doesn't want to see his season end, potentially sitting on the sideline knowing that he could have gotten out there.
Legs, let me ask you this. As I like to say, for us to get to the Western Conference Finals, do we need to see AD continue to play the way he played the other night, where he had 34 points, 15 of 24, 10 boards? But the interesting thing to me, if he was only 1 for 1 from 3, is that what we want to see? So, is that what we want to see, Legs?
Yeah, we do, because in this series, you have to look at the two teams and say, okay, what is their advantage? And for the Lakers, their advantage is their skilled players are also bigger and more powerful than Houston. So when they get these switches, they've got to make them pay. Now, for Anthony Davis, you know, you're playing against a guy like P.J. Tucker. You're not going to be able to just back him down and get to the rim. So you just have to get to a place where you're comfortable where you could turn and shoot a mid-range 12 to 15 foot shot, knowing it's going to be uncontested. So, because for Anthony Davis, as skilled as he is, that's as good as backing a guy down and, you know, to a 5 foot jump hook, because he's that good, he's that talented. So the key is when they get these switches and they get matchups that are favorable, and there's going to be a ton of those for him because they don't really play any bigs. He has to get the shot he wants, and that's what he was doing. Because if he takes a three, he's capable of making it, but that's playing into their hands. Yeah. Houston will live with that all day long if he's out there making three-point shots. Where he's got to beat them up is on the offensive glass, spinning out of the post sometimes. They did that a couple times, throw him a lob. And then when he gets these isos, these one-on-ones from the wing, he gets to a spot to 12 feet, turn, elevate, lean back, and shoot the ball comfortably over people. I love when he plays that way. He was so efficient, and he looked so in control. And when he does that, I think the Lakers are at their best in this series, because you have to beat them up there, points in the paint, and on the glass. In the first game, they were played to a standstill on the glass. That's just unacceptable against a team like Houston. And they did not dominate points in the paint. That all changed in game two. They dominated points in the paint. They win the battle of glass. And Anthony Davis got the shots he wanted to against these smaller players. That's the formula against Houston.
The Heat, with an opportunity to become the first team to make the conference finals this year, if they can knock off the Bucks, 6:30 Eastern. And then the game we spend most of our time talking about with Tim, the Lakers and the Rockets at 9 p.m. Eastern. Tim, thank you very much.
Anytime, fellas, whatever you need.
Thanks, Alex.
Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Quoting home insurance just got easier with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Quote and buy all online at progressive.com. When you mentioned we, I thought you were going French again, but apparently you were talking about the Lakers. Real quick, before we get to SportsCenter, Marcus Spears is on the way. LeBron becoming the all-time playoff wins leader with the W tonight. I know you're purple and gold, dyed in the wool all the way through. Kobe, Kareem, Magic. Nobody with more than the king if they win tonight.
That just goes to show you how much he's been in the playoffs throughout his career. I mean, other than his first couple years, he hasn't missed the playoffs. So,
remarkable.
I mean, how many consecutive, what's the streak for him?
I'm not sure exactly what the number is.
Yeah, I know it's special. The championships, obviously, is 9, trying to get to 10.
Right.
But it's got to be like, what, 14, 15 maybe?
Plus the Olympics, all the tread on the tire, all that stuff.
I do want to say this as it relates to James
Harden,
though. Yeah. I do not, in tonight's game, you do not need James Harden to make the right play. You need James Harden to make the Harden play. You need him to be James Harden, the scoring champion, right? There's a lot of times that these other guys are open and the Lakers are actually playing the odds of them making the right decisions. Okay, like – Give Austin Rivers the ball. Let him make a decision. I like if James gets double teamed, whoever's running towards him for that double team, take them on. James Harden can beat two guys defensively. He needs to have a massive offensive night.
Take three guys on, James. Go right ahead.
No, I'm just
saying. Shoot from the other side of the court. Go right ahead. Listen to Coach Jay Will.
It's the last bear you want to poke. It's the last one you want to poke. I'm just trying to tell
you. He ain't listening to me. Sleep right now. 7:30.
He has not gone off offensively. They need him to be the gifted scorer, that scoring champion that he's been. They don't need him to be passive.
Much more NBA chatter on the way, but NFL talk is straight ahead. 2 days away from kickoff, our Marcus Spears unloads on everything, including Deshaun's new deal, what it means for Dak, and a rookie for the Chiefs to keep your eye on. All of that after SportsCenter.
Shot clock at 9. Murray takes it and tries to jam. It was rejected at the rim. It was almost saved by Beverly. Kawhi Leonard is doing it all. My goodness.
Kawhi's finger with no regard for human life. Kevin Harlan on TNT. Clippers up 2-1 in their series with the Nuggets. 113-107 the final last night. They had to rally to outscore Denver by 10 in the fourth. The Nuggets had a 7-point fourth quarter lead. Got to close, Paul George led the Clippers with 32. They're 3-0 this postseason when George goes for at least 25. On the other side, the Celtics are one game away from yet another appearance in the conference finals, looking for their 18th NBA title overall. All over the Raptors, 111-89. They never trailed, and it feels like the Raptors are falling apart at the seams. A lot of tension and dissension. After the game, a lot of people wondering what has happened to Pascal Siakam since he entered the bubble. He has just not been the same guy. Heat win tonight over the Bucks. They're in the conference finals for the first time since 2014. And in college football, BYU all over Navy, 55-3. Remember when all the shutdowns happened with the Big Ten and the Pac-12, BYU lost 5 opponents off their schedule in 36 hours because the Big Ten and Pac-12 make decisions right after each other. They got an opponent. They got Navy. They went on the road and crushed the midshipmen 55-3, doing so as an underdog on the road. Get ready for a wild college football season, if that's any indication. SportsCenter is brought to you by Pennzoil Crude Oil. Natural gas is pure. That's why Pennzoil's base oil is made from natural gas, not crude. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof's in the Pennzoil, based on Sequence IBA wear test using SAE5W30.
The NFL, where teams were spending money.
Money is amazing, but the biggest thing that really touches me, you know, I'm their guy, I'm their quarterback.
Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson agreeing to a 4-year, $160 million extension.
As of a week ago, this deal was not close at all, and a big reason why is because Patrick Mahomes' deal threw things off a little bit.
Oh, eventually it got done, though. 4 years, 160 to the tune of $111 million guaranteed. Keyshawn J. Will Zubin presented by Progressive Insurance. And all of our guests come to us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line, including Marcus Spears. And
Hold on, Zubin.
What do you got?
Before we get to...
Go for it.
Before we get to Swagoo, you know, because we like to have fun with our guests here on the show. Swagoo, when he gets pontificate and he gets going. So what we've given Swagoo is a 24-second shot clock, Key. And he'll get buzzed if he goes over to 24 seconds. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay.
24 seconds, that's it, man. That's all you get. Marcus, you know that, right?
You ready?
Hey, let me tell y'all something, man. Y'all, hey, listen. They got other dudes y'all can get on here.
Here we go. Here we go.
I'm trying to turn my job up, dog.
Here we go.
When I got to talk, I got to talk.
Fair enough.
What's up, fellas?
It's a four-hour show. He's helping us out, man. All right, first things first. We got the Texans.
Zoo.
Do you recognize me without my do-rag?
Four-hour show, and they... Golly, dude. A four-hour show, and they want me to hold my answers to 24 hours. What the hell y'all going to be doing the rest
of the time? Not 24 hours, 24 seconds. See, that's the problem right there.
Yeah, we're not looking for a
4-hour show.
We're not looking for a 24-hour comment, man. We just want 24 seconds comment and on to the next, man. We got commercial breaks. We got to get reads, all sorts of stuff.
Tell me how to do my job, man.
So here's the deal. You know it. Us three know it. All of our viewers and listeners know it. We got the Chiefs and the Texans coming up Thursday night, and Deshaun just got paid to the tune of $111 million guaranteed. What are your thoughts on the deal?
It's a great deal for Deshaun, obviously, and you think about Houston letting D-Hop go. That's what I went back to, and I had made sure that they had to lock Deshaun Watson. Now, he's the future, though. We all know he's going to be a face of this league. And I'm just interested to see how many great positions Bill O'Brien puts him in. Because as of right now, even though they went to the playoffs and they've had some success, I want to continue to see how they build around Deshaun Watson.
Well, as you look at Deshaun's deal,
obviously. Y'all got me on the shot clock.
Yeah, he beat the buzzer.
We gave each one your phone, man. That's it. Look, as Deshaun gets his money, you know, $177 million new money, basically $111 million in guaranteed money. How does this reflect on Dak and Dallas Cowboys doing his deal in the future?
I don't know, Key. You know, we talked about it all offseason. And everybody assumed that Dak was going to get a deal done. And obviously, it took his side to play ball as well. I'm just waiting to see. I'm waiting to see Dak's attitude. Obviously, how he performs is important as well. So at this point, we just waiting to see. Basically, the money will impact, though, because it's all generated off what guys are making already.
Swagoo, I love you so much, man. You're one of the best. Talk to me about this whole Mitchell Trubisky.
Hey, let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all something right now. Zoo, I'm going to tell you something. Keyshawn and Jay will get a call from me after they get done on radio, and it ain't going to be nice.
Swagoo, is it fair to compare Mitchell Trubisky to Marcus Mariota, the same situations, essentially?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the last year that Mariota went in for the Titans, man, it was the same. You playing for not only to stay with that team, but a contract. So if he doesn't have success, Foles is there to take the reins until they can get something else figured out. But to me, this is ideal. This is the same possible situation. And now, we obviously, Tannehill has gotten paid in Tennessee.
Swagoo.
Ooh, still time left.
No. You don't get to carry that over into the next question, buddy. That doesn't work like that. Look, check this out. LSU Tiger, former LSU Tiger, running back Clyde Edwards. What do you expect from him with the Chiefs, knowing that the Chiefs have an explosive offensive attack?
I expect a lot, Key. It was similar to what he did at LSU for Joe Burrow. He's a more mature back, played a lot of games, and obviously played in the NFL system. I expect them to catch the ball out of the backfield, do a lot of different things, kind of in the vein that they wanted to use Shady McCoy. So we'll see how they deploy him, but I think he's going to be a hell of a player and possibly offensive rookie of the year based on what they're doing in Kansas City.
Swagoo, I know you're nimble. You played hoops back in the day. If you're Giannis, you playing tonight? What are you doing?
Hell no, I ain't playing. I'm hurting my team if I play, Jay. I mean, I get it. Sometimes the injuries, you can play through them. We all athletes. We want to be Superman, and we want to create these obstacles and overcome them. But Giannis can't go, man, at the level in which this is being played. And obviously his team needs to figure out how to win without him like they did last game. So I wouldn't play. I think it would hurt the Bucks more than it would help them.
Well, you got about 10 seconds combined that you saved with all those questions. We're going to let you carry it over to the next time we have you on the show.
Nah, there ain't going to be no next time. I'm calling everybody telling them I ain't coming on this damn show no more.
We love you, Swagoo.
Peace.
I'll see you tomorrow, man.
We'll call you later, brother.
I'll see you tomorrow on NFLI.
Now, think about this. In Marcus's defense, there is a 40-second play clock in the NFL, so he's worried about the 40 seconds. He's not into the 24 like you are, Jay. 40 seconds between snaps in football, so Marcus gets that leeway.
Man, I don't want to hear that, Marcus. Swagoo plays basketball. He plays everything. We just messing with him. He's our guy, and he's one of the best.
No, I wasn't messing with him.
I know you weren't. That's the problem.
Long-ass answers. We get two answers out of him on about a five-minute segment, messing around with him.
Come on, Key.
What?
Come on, man.
That's my guy. He know I'm telling the truth. He probably going to text me right now.
Well, he says he's giving you a call after the show, so be ready for that. Be ready for the blowback. I just want to get your thoughts on Clyde Edwards-Helaire, because you obviously are high on him, as is Marcus. Final pick of the first round. I mean, the rich get richer. The Chiefs win the Super Bowl. They lock up Mahomes. They lock up Chris Jones. They lock up Kelsey. And they may get the steal of the first round with the last pick in the round. They're doing something right over there.
If you notice their running game, since the loss of Kareem Hunt, when they released Kareem Hunt, the running game kind of sputtered along. It was never a consistent running game. And I think that is one of the things that's been the beauty of Andy Reid's offensive systems going all the way, dating all the way back to Deuce Staley, as well as Brian Westbrook. They always had a guy that was a fire plug that can catch the ball out of the backfield and do some things in terms of the running game. So here they are again in Kansas City now getting that guy, replacing Kareem Hunt, who's now in Cleveland.
No doubt about it.
I watch Edwards play when he's at LSU, man. He has some burners on him. Burners. I mean, the versatility from the running back position that he provides him is just dangerous.
Speaking of the Deuce, hopefully we'll be back on ESPN2 soon. I know that's a big priority for you guys to get back on ESPN2.
I'm happy.
No, never content. Let's keep fighting.
Be better.
Every day, be better.
Hashtag be better. Still to come. It's another underwhelming season for Mitch Trubisky in Chicago. If that happens, will Matt Nagy be the one who's blown out of the Windy City along with Mitch and maybe someone else? We'll get to that after Say It With Confidence.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Those were the words of key, and I'll add a fourth key as we get into this discussion about Mitch Trubisky and coaches on the hot seat. How about general manager Ryan Pace? You mentioned those three guys, the two QBs and the head coach. You're kind of saying maybe the GM gets one more crack at it?
Yeah, you know, the general manager could always point the finger, take a step down, bring in somebody to help him. I'm gonna kind of step away a little bit, bring in a guy. General managers, I'm not always quick to send them packing unless it's just a disaster, because they're going to usually point the finger.
Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Real quick, Jay, we're also brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone is America's number one battery destination.
Hey,
no matter what battery problems you're dealing with, you can find your solution at AutoZone. They have an extensive selection of reliable batteries starting at just $79.99. So next time you're having starting trouble, start at AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. I
just wanted to ask does it feel good to pat yourself on the back?
For what?
The whole Matt Nagy situation.
He's still a coach.
Does that feel good? He can prove you wrong.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Chances of him proving you wrong.
No, I pat myself on the back because, you know, when you look at the quarterback situation with Mitch Trubisky versus Foles,
right.
You just kind of, you know, I know a lot of people have different takes on why they brought Foles in, but if you kind of know football and you know organizations, and you know how coaches and general managers think, it's like, okay, they didn't pick up his fifth-year option, but he's still going to be the opening day starter, and they're going to give themselves a little bit of a runway before they make a decision to go with Foles. Because if they wanted to go with Foles out the gate, they'd just say, Nick Foles, our starter, Mitch Trubisky's going to learn from him, and we'll see where it's at.
Great little story, and this is maybe something you can talk about.
Look at them records.
It's not great. As we get to other hot seat coaches, he said when he wanted to do the normal off season, let's throw with a bunch of guys. You know this as a wide receiver. Tell me if this means anything to you or means nothing. Trubisky went out of his way after he got the starting job to essentially say, you know what? When we had the off season throwing program, I didn't do a group text because a lot of guys don't respond to the group text. I hit each of my wide receivers, all my pass catchers, one at a time to create that intimate one-on-one connection. You're not buying that.
That's good if that worked for them. You're asking me a question like things that I did not do. Like in the offseason, I did not throw with my quarterback. I don't think I've ever thrown with a quarterback in the offseason. So it's like different for me.
But you
this
were
is something. No, it's not that. It's just that I did my own thing when it came to training. I should be able to catch a BB in the dark, okay? Mm-hmm. Period. So I wouldn't need to – my thing was conditioning, being in shape, making sure I was strong and I was healthy. I didn't need to run routes. I do that for a living. That's what I get paid to do.
But you can see that from a leadership perspective.
That's
him
fine.
Trying to reach out and build that individual rapport with everybody is kind of critical for a guy that needs to tell you what you need to do.
That is a great assessment of Mitch Trubisky trying to be a leader and doing all sorts of things. You know what I would tell him, though?
Uh-oh.
Lead your ass on the field when we win games. Stop throwing them interceptions. I don't need you texting me. That's not going to make me feel good about you. What's going to make me feel good about you is when you get in the huddle and you lead our team to scoring touchdowns, because the quarterback job is to get his team into the end zone. Don't tell me anything about anything else except that.
Let's talk about some of the other coaches that might be on the hot seat. Let's start with the Bears' week one opponent. Mitch Trubisky is going to run out there to face Matt Patricia and the Lions in Detroit. How much heat on Patricia, the latest Belichick guy trying to make it?
I think it's a lot. I mean, when you look at Coach Patricia's 3-12-1 last year. Now, his overall record is not much better than that. I mean, it's like, it's a tough situation, a tough job. Detroit has basically been a doormat for a while in the NFL. I mean, and so it's a tough situation, a tough job. I think he's in over his head as the head coach. I don't think that they get it turned around in that division when you got Green Bay that I believe is going to be good. I think Chicago will bounce back and be a little bit better. Then obviously Minnesota is ahead above everybody in that division to me.
How about this? They haven't won the playoffs since 2016. They haven't won a playoff game since 1991. 1991! And Stafford coming off injury. That's going to be interesting to watch.
There are certain jobs that I understand there's only 32 of them, but there are certain jobs, though, as an assistant head coach, you just don't take. You just don't do it. Like, Detroit's like one of those jobs. I understand there's only 32 of them. It's like, you know what, man? I'm just going to sit tight right here where I'm at and get a bump from my employer in New England. I'm not taking that Detroit job.
It's so interesting because in other sports, you would think that a job like that would be the job to take because of the limited expectations. The expectations aren't to win your division all
slow
the time.
Build.
Who's right? Expectations?
That's what we're talking about.
Whose expectations is slow?
From a management perspective, though, you're not expected to come back and win your division overnight.
Let me tell you something about owners in the NFL, man. They could be delusional at times because when they go to those owner meetings and those guys are walking around with those big old rings, that's a lot that they got, right? They can go buy yachts, planes, teams, invest. They could do all that. But when Jerry Jones is walking down the hall with that big old ring or Mr. Rooney or Mr. Kraft and them other dudes are sitting around, they don't like that joke over their brandy. That's not a good feeling to them. So they're trying to win a Super Bowl every single year. That's why coaches get fired.
But there is a process to that.
They don't want to hear that.
You need a reasonable owner to understand the process.
I'm giving you millions of dollars, and I've turned the keys over to you. Now, I'm going to give you a couple years to turn this thing around. When I'm sitting in my box.
But that's exactly what I'm saying, Oki.
I'm just telling you. That's how they think.
If somebody's saying we're giving you a couple of years, right, then all you have to do is show gradual improvement. It doesn't need to be drastic, but you have so much room.
But they can't even show gradual improvement in Detroit, though.
You want to rapid fire through some of the others? How about Adam Gase with the Jets?
I think it's tough. He started off kind of in question getting a job coming from Miami. It was kind of like you passed over Mike McCarthy to hire Adam Gase, bring in a quarterback in Sam Darnold. He really hasn't shown any major offensive improvement with the offense. You button heads with Le'Veon Bell. You know, the general manager was let go. You basically handpicked Joe Douglas, rumor mill says. Now, all of a sudden, you put Joe Douglas in a tough position,
GM,
the general manager, to make a decision on your faith after this season or during the season, depending on how it unfolds. It was a weird hire to begin with.
Vegas has him winning 6.5 games this year. I take the under. Especially not having Jamal Adams over the top anymore.
No doubt. Now in Seattle, Dan Quinn, they finished strong, the Falcons did. They started miserably. What's on the line for him?
His job's on the line, but I think because they finished strong, because he switched up his defensive staff in adding Raheem Morris and making him from receiver coach, which was weird to me, to back the defensive coordinator, we should have been all alone, kind of gave them an extra year. I think when you got Julio Jones and Matt Ryan and some of the key pieces that's been on that, was on that Super Bowl team still there, not winning team, obviously, the one that surrendered the lead to New England and lost, that are still there, they could still kind of hang around. His seat is hot, but I don't think it's red hot.
Isn't his defense supposed to be his specialty? Well, last 3 or 5 years, they finished bottom 10 in the league.
Yeah, but they moved the receiver coach, Raheem Morris, who should have been a defensive coordinator out the gate, to D.C. at the end of last season. They kind of turned things around.
You might remember him as the old coach of the Tampa Bay Bucks. Got a shot a few years ago, and we'll see what happens with another team in the NFC South. Just a reminder, we'll talk to Jameson Hensley, who is our Baltimore Ravens reporter, coming up at 8:10 a.m. Eastern, to really get into what all this money from Mahomes and all this money for Deshaun Watson could mean for Lamar Jackson. The Ravens will open the season at home against the Cleveland Browns. And if you want to talk about some quarterbacks that have major things on the line this year, it will certainly be.
I'm sorry, man.
Baker Mayfield.
I'm just looking at y'all desk. Y'all look like
we hungry.
Went
I'm trying
a
to
damn
eat some
drive
food during the breaks.
But it looked like y'all went through a drive through. People don't want to see that.
Well, people can't see it. They're in their cars driving.
Some people are watching on television.
Some people wondering what might be for Harden and Russ. Tonight, we'll talk about it.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or wherever you stream your audio.